Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to take a look at some of our real problems in the United States of America. Not fantasy problems, problems that cause death and economic damage and hardship and heartbreak and loneliness. That problem, homelessness. Yeah, of course. The surge in lonely deaths on the street. I could not believe these numbers. But even though you may not get a precise count of how many people actually just live on the sidewalk or live in a city park, you may not know how many of those are. If they turn up dead, then you know that. And the rate of death for people living in a position of being unhoused, people temporarily experience homelessness. Those numbers are shocking, and we will get to that. Something else that is shocking has been the overnight sensation of Mallory McMorrow. Now, if you haven't been following social media and you haven't been following cable TV in the last 48 hours, you can go ahead and be forgiven for not knowing who Mallory McMorrow is. I'd never heard of her before. Anybody out there been following Mallory McMorrow for a while? Look, she is a youngish state senator from the state of Michigan. And she had been an effective Democratic politician. She had flipped a district that was Republican. And the Michigan state legislature has been more Republican than Democratic for a while. Joe Biden carried Michigan this time. It wasn't, by the way, as close in Michigan as it was in other states like Georgia and Arizona, Wisconsin right next door. But it was carried by President Biden, and this is a Democratic state senator. And the story here, which is complicated, is that there's another state senator from another part of the state who's never been a political opponent of Mallory McMorrow. Never at all. Her name is Lana Tice, and she is a Republican who is facing a fierce primary. I don't know why. She's a very conservative Republican. She is being opposed by a Trump candidate named Detmer, who apparently is running ahead. And in a desperate attempt to do a fundraiser, she actually picked Senator Mallory McMorrow, who's one of the more liberal members of the state Senate. And in her fundraiser, she put down that Mallory McMorrow was involved with grooming kids sexually, and put also down that she wanted eight-year-olds to feel guilty for slavery. And look, a fundraising email that accuses Senator McMorrow of wanting to groom and sexualize kindergartners, it's pretty harsh. And Mallory McMorrow has suddenly become the toast of the Democratic Party everywhere, with a very effective, very fiery, very angry speech responding to that fundraising email from her colleague. It sounded on the floor of the Michigan State Senate like this.
So
this
I sat on
12.
It for a while wondering why me. And then I realized, because I am the biggest threat to your hollow, hateful scheme. Because you can't claim that you are targeting marginalized kids in the name of, quote, parental rights if another parent is standing up to say no. So then what? Then you dehumanize and marginalize me. You say that I'm one of them. You say she's a groomer. She supports pedophilia. She wants children to believe that they were responsible for slavery and to feel bad about themselves because they're white. So who am I? I am a straight, white, Christian, married, suburban mom who knows that the very notion that learning about slavery or redlining or systemic racism somehow means that children are being taught to feel bad or hate themselves because they are white is absolute nonsense.
Okay. Again, the idea that learning about slavery wants to be banned, that there's anyone like even a Senator Lana Tice, she obviously wrote a totally inappropriate email that now has come back to bite her. She hasn't, by the way, apologized for this at the moment, not yet. But this is the way that Mallory McMorrow, the state senator, the Democrat who had been attacked in this fundraising email, the way she continued her now famous speech. Listen.
We are not responsible for the past. We also cannot change the past. We can't pretend that it didn't happen or deny people their very right to exist. I am a straight, white, Christian, married, suburban mom. I want my daughter to know that she is loved, supported, and seen for whoever she becomes. I want her to be curious, empathetic, and kind. I want every child in this state to feel seen, heard, and supported, not marginalized and targeted because they are not straight, white, and Christian.
Okay, the idea that she is getting so much credit for her fury in this regard, at the same time that she seems to marginalize people on the right who might disagree with her, I do think that it is outrageous, and there's no excuse for talking about people who might support a curriculum that includes material about homosexuality to accuse them of grooming. Grooming is a terrible thing. It's, in fact, a crime. And the idea that people who support more attention to sexual orientation, even for young ages, I think they're wrong. And I think most Americans believe they're wrong. But to try to say that that is an attack on marginal people who are victimized, part of the reason I think this is resonating so much is because the Democrats are doing so badly in the polls. And they are fearing a real November wipeout. So basically saying, we are victims here, we are being attacked. This was Senator McMorrow when she joined Morning Joe on MSNBC this morning. Listen.
So I flipped a district when I ran for the first time in 2018. So I represent what was a Republican district. I'm a Democrat. And it is this exact tone that the people I represent Mitt Romney's hometown, want balanced budgets and want the government to work and want us to attract and support businesses and don't want to hate people because they are different. And there was an opportunity for the Republican Party to go back to debating, you know, how we spend tax dollars, but instead it is full fringe QAnon, hateful, hateful rhetoric with no actual policy.
Okay. Really? Really? Is that what it is? When you say that the Republicans have no actual policies, that they're supposed to be addressing that problem, which is a huge problem. Kevin McCarthy, who is the Republican leader, is putting together this covenant, or they call it a commitment, for what Republicans are going to try to do when they take over the House of Representatives. But the idea that a lot of this is based upon that, quote, don't say gay bill, which has been profoundly misrepresented in Florida, I don't think it represents hatred if you want kindergartners to be spared from a sex education that is not age appropriate. And the bill specifically uses terms like age inappropriate. We will be right back with more on this new culture war battle coming up.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
For the Democrats who had been increasingly depressed and desperate about their prospects in the coming up election of 2022, the midterm elections for who will control the House and the Senate and governorships, this idea of Mallory, the new senator from Michigan, has actually completely grabbed the attention of the larger political world. She has been endorsed by James Carville, who basically says that he would like to make sure that everybody who is running for office as a Democrat actually sees her speech. It was effectively delivered. You cannot deny that. And in terms of Mallory McMorrow, soon to have a major slot, I think, at the Democratic Convention. They don't even know where the Democratic Convention is going to be in 2024. They don't even know if she's going to be reelected to the state Senate. She probably will now because of this. But meanwhile, the Detroit Free Press is reporting that the Republican state senator, who I mentioned is Senator Lana Tease, Republican from Brighton, Michigan, who launched a completely unfounded allegation that a Democratic colleague supports grooming and sexualizing kids, did not apologize or offer any evidence to support her claim today. And her claim, and this was a fundraising email she sent out, "These are the people we are up against," she wrote, "progressive social media trolls like Senator Mallory McMorrow," and then she says, "Democrat snowflake, who are outraged they can't teach, can't groom, and sexualize kindergartners, or that eight-year-olds are responsible for slavery," her material stated. And James Carville actually said that, look, this is necessary to get the Democrats away from this whole taint of being hyper-lefty, politically correct, woke, which is a term that I'm kind of tired of hearing. But the question is this going to work? Now, all of this is in part a reaction to what happened in Virginia. But in Virginia, let's remember, we didn't have a candidate who made absurd allegations about people like Senator McMorrow, who are being involved in grooming. Grooming means that you're getting kids ready for sexual exploitation. And yes, it does relate to QAnon. And for people to say that, as Senator McMorrow does, that all Republicans who are concerned about critical race theory in schools or who are concerned about sexual material taught at very ages in schools, that to say that that is the equivalent of QAnon or that it is radical and impossible is just misleading and it's destructive. But it's also destructive when this stuff is handled so poorly by Republican candidates. And I mentioned that Senator Lana Tease, who had basically initiated this conflict, has so far refused to answer on this. And basically, there's another controversy that came up. And this is, she had delivered a recent prayer in the Senate, Lana Tease in the Michigan Senate, where she said, "Dear Lord, across the country, we're seeing in the news that our children are under attack, that there are forces that desire things for them other than what their parents would have them see and hear and know," she said during the prayer. Well, meanwhile, Hillary Clinton has issued praise for Mallory McMorrow, and so, in fact, has James Carville. Listen, this is clip 17.
The problem that Democrats have, all right, is no one fears us. They look and they say they're not going to do anything about it because they're just going to squabble with each other. So the Supreme Court does what it wants to. These state legislatures, they pass any restricted voting law they want because they have learned over a period of time it doesn't matter. They're weak, and all they're going to do is talk bad about each other.
Yeah.
Literally, without, you can't govern without fear. You can't have a political party.
Can't govern without fear. I've heard that before.
Okay, and now are people supposed to be afraid of Mallory McMorrow? She is going to instill fear in people. She's 35 years old, as I say. She is a very rapidly rising political star. What's interesting about this is that a lot of people, including, I mentioned, Brett Stevens, believes, we were talking before about people who would be likely Democratic nominees, assuming that Joe Biden won't be the nominee with his ever-weakening political position. Brett Stevens suggested that the likely Democratic nominee would be Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan. And now she's being upstaged in her own state by someone who is clearly a very gifted and effective public speaker. But is this an effective point that is going to sway people? I don't believe that it is, because I do think that there are many Americans, and perhaps even the majority of American parents, because, again, not everybody is a parent in this country. It's a minority of people who are parents of school-aged children. But I think a lot of parents who have school-aged children are very sympathetic to seeing, and the pandemic was part of this, some of the way that their children are being taught. Because the idea that people should learn that we should feel guilt instead of gratitude concerning our own country is not accurate, and it's not hateful to say that you should be more grateful. There, you can have a rhyme with that, for what our country has provided. And this also is one of the reasons that, especially on the eve of victory, and I think that that is where the Republican Party stands right now, the one way that this could be most effectively blown is with hysteria and with anger. And with giving openings to Democrats, like the opening that was given to Senator McMorrow, pardon me. When we come back, the epidemic of death on the streets, that's something worth being angry and hurt about. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russia is testing its intercontinental ballistic missile. The country's defense minister is saying the Sarmat launched on Wednesday Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby saying later the United States did not consider it a threat since Russia had told them prior. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin held an event and meeting with Poland's defense minister at the Pentagon on Wednesday. Secretary Austin praises his Polish counterpart for helping deliver financial and military aid to Ukraine during the ongoing Russian invasion.
You have performed the absolutely essential role of facilitating the delivery of security assistance from the United States and other NATO allies and partners from around the globe.
President Biden set to travel to the Pacific Northwest on Thursday, the president visiting Portland and Seattle. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Breaking news from the Wall Street Journal. The Republican-led state Senate in Florida just passed a bill that would eliminate a special tax district that allows Walt Disney Company to govern the land where its theme parks sit, as lawmakers target the company for opposing legislation restricting classroom instruction on gender and sexuality. I heard about this a couple of days ago when Governor Ron DeSantis, who was nothing if not pugilistic. I mean, this guy's a fighter, but he obviously has been taken on very, very harshly by the Disney company and by corporate spokespeople who disagree with him on what is called the Don't Say Gay bill. It doesn't say Don't Say Gay, and it's not about restricting talk about gender and sexuality. It's about restricting that kind of talk in classrooms for kids for whom it's age inappropriate, mostly for kindergartners to third graders. And the GOP-led House will likely vote to approve the measure Thursday. Now, this would have real economic consequences on Disney, because when they built the theme park originally in Orlando and then another theme park and then added more and more and more and more, it all created a great many jobs, and so they were given favorable tax status. They were told that if they paid for some of their own public services, that they could be a separate district that ran themselves rather than depending upon the county or the city of Orlando to fund it. Now, the idea that this has been a 40-square-mile district, it's near Orlando, it could be a major blow to Disney's Florida operations and cost the company a lot of money. Is it a good political strategy to make war on Disney? And look, I enjoy some Disney product. I think the theme parks, by the way, are by and large terrific. Am I concerned about the fact that the guides at the theme park and the people who play the roles of various people are now instructed not to say ladies and gentlemen? In fact, they're supposed to say friends. There's supposed to say hello everybody, not hello boys and girls. Okay, I think it's stupid. But, you know, they're a private company. They have a right to do that. They have a right to voice their opinion. And it's a public company, by the way. And if people don't want to support Disney, the last time they tried a Disney boycott, and this was, what, 30 years ago. And I was very outspoken at the time that it's a stupid idea because Disney, whatever you want to think about positions it takes, it still is a source of some pretty successful and by and large, fairly wholesome family entertainment. And, again, if you, I mean, did I like Cruella? No, I thought Cruella was Crudella. I didn't particularly like that film at all. But the idea that the government of Florida is going to get into this scrap on this particular issue, I don't think long-term it's going to work for Governor DeSantis. It may give people a little bit of cheering impulse right now. You go get them, Governor. And, but first of all, people don't know any of these Disney executives. And who is he going to debate? Who is he going to talk to? And how is Disney going to respond about their operation? Now, what of course he knows is that they have so many billions of dollars, maybe hundreds of billions of dollars invested in where they are, invested in Florida, that Disney's not going to say, okay, we're not going to build any more in Florida. We're not going to welcome people to our Florida theme parks. It's a big part of their business. And Governor DeSantis, who called for lawmakers to consider this bill in a special session he convened this week, the primary purpose of the special session was to approve the reorganization bill, to approve the reapportionment bill that Governor DeSantis had designed, which gives big advantages to Republicans. And again, the idea that this is going to be what Americans fight about here, it doesn't follow the Glenn Youngkin lessons. Why not? Because what Glenn Youngkin was talking about was basically trying to win more respect for parents. And he brought up and against a very insensitive opponent who stepped into all kinds of mistakes with Terry McAuliffe. When Glenn Youngkin was elected governor of Virginia, the issue was parental input and making parents aware of what their children were being taught and listening to parents at school board meetings and elsewhere. But to come up now to this political fight about a bill that isn't even that radical, really, when you look at the so-called Don't Say Gay bill, and the idea that this is meant to hurt and to oppress and to wound people who are highly vulnerable, it's sad and it's one-sided. Speaking of people who are highly vulnerable, there is a devastating article that everyone should be aware of, and probably have to give it more time at some other time. It says it's like a wartime death toll in places where there is no war, said Dr. Maria Raven, an emergency room physician in San Francisco, who is writing about what? A study about homeless deaths. An epidemic of deaths in the streets of American cities has accelerated as the homeless population has aged and the cumulative toll of living and sleeping outdoors has shortened lives. The wider availability of fentanyl, a particularly fast-acting and dangerous drug, has been a major cause of the rising death toll. But many homeless people are dying young of treatable chronic illnesses like heart disease. More than ever, it has become deadly to be homeless in America. How deadly? A study by the Los Angeles County Department of Health found that homeless people are 35 times as likely as the general population to die of a drug or alcohol overdose. 30 times, 5 times more likely. They're also 4 times as likely to die of heart disease, 16 times more likely to die in a car crash, 14 times as likely to be murdered, and 8 times as likely to die of suicide. The other number that leaps out at you with this article is there are an estimated total now of 500,000 homeless people living on the streets somewhere in the United States. Of that 500,000, more than 125,000 of them in the state of California. California has a little bit more than 10% of the U.S. population, but more than a quarter of the homeless population. Austin, Denver, Indianapolis, Nashville, and Salt Lake City are some of the cities where officials and advocates for the homeless have said they have been alarmed by the rising tide of homeless deaths. The crisis is most acute in California, of course. So what do you do about it? And this article brings up all of the money that has been spent and the attempts to build new housing and the failures again and again and again. And clearly the idea that these are just people who are temporarily out of luck, and once you build a house or a tiny house or an encampment, a nicer encampment that you can place them in, everything will be fine. This is simply not true, and it's a dangerous fantasy. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833, toll free, 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Michael Medved show, the piece is all about Los Angeles, but it's appears in the New York Times, and it basically brings up the fact that in Los Angeles County, the homeless population grew by 50% between 2015 and 2020. Deaths among the homeless have grown at a far faster pace, an increase of around 200% during that five-year period, to nearly 2,000 deaths in that one county, Los Angeles County, last year. These are profoundly lonely deaths, said David Motorsbach, who was the led the first public study of homeless deaths in Alameda County across the bay from San Francisco. In some cases, the bodies are just left undiscovered for hours or days. Others are unclaimed at the morgue, despite efforts to reach family members. In San Francisco, where people sleeping in cardboard boxes, tents, and other makeshift shelters are a common sight, the body of one homeless man who died in on a traffic median last spring lay for more than 12 hours before being retrieved. "Guy lay dead here and no one noticed," said a cardboard sign left at the scene. Those who sleep on the streets speak of the wear that it imposes on the body, of several untreated illnesses, and the loneliness of being surrounded by pedestrians who ignore you. And then they tell the story of Billy, a metal worker and carpenter from New Jersey, who now sleeps in the narrow alleys behind Venice Beach in Los Angeles. He constantly feels the reminders of his previous jobs. At 50, he has chronic pain from an accident while trimming trees, treating it with a jumbo-sized bottle of Aleve that he keeps in his backpack. He has overdosed twice from heroin, was revived both times with the drug naloxone, and has watched his friends have disappeared around him. I can name 20 or 40 people who have died of overdoses, and more of them in my demographic, said Billy, who did not want his last name published because he said it would embarrass his three grown children. Well, of course it would embarrass his three grown children, probably break their heart, but think about the level of tragedy just in that one description of that one life. And then multiply it by 500,000, because that's supposed to be the latest estimate of how many people are living on the streets. And how many people who are living on the streets are not the happy homeless that are often portrayed by activists who are just fine, all they need is a place to stay. This is going to be one of the very, very big challenges that basically our leaders are going to have to at least begin to confront. And meanwhile, Americans are preoccupied with legal fights and more about masks. The president was asked whether people should continue to wear masks on airplanes. This is the decisive answer from the President of the United States, clip 16.
President, should people continue to wear masks on planes?
That's up to them.
That's up to them, and then he says he's going to be talking to the CDC. The administration is now committed. They're probably going to appeal the case that was heard in Florida that took off the masks. What is so ironic about this is there is so much fury and so much upset, and I know, yes, it impacts everybody, and I find masks very annoying. However, if I believe, and I do, that for the most part it makes me a little bit safer and makes the people around me a little bit safer from transmission of COVID-19, yeah, I'll continue to wear a mask. And most Americans believe that. This has been polled 1,000 times. And every time, the majority of people support vaccines. And they're over close to 80% of Americans are now fully vaccinated. And they support masking. Andy Slavitt, who's Biden's former COVID czar, said this about the Florida judge's ruling on mask mandates. Listen.
Well, that's a pretty shaky legal ruling from a young and I think I would say probably idealistic judge, a former Clarence Thomas clerk. But be that as it may, what we're seeing today, people have to react to. I'm going to get on a plane in about an hour. Thankfully, I'm vaccinated and boosted and have a good quality mask. So she'll feel reasonably good. We have to remember there are cancer patients and four-year-olds that are not vaccinated or are vulnerable.
Okay. Yes, again, so much political talk on the right, on the left, everywhere about vulnerable people. But this is one of those things where I think the way this was done with one district judge, not even heard by an appellate court, but one district judge impacting the whole country. It's one of the reasons that there should be a desire to move away from judicial tyranny. And for most conservatives, the idea that one judge would make a decision that would impact rules that are followed by entire industries and by millions of people, the idea that that would be in the hands of a single judge, especially when judges are known to be fallible, seems to me not something that most conservatives would be comfortable with. One thing that almost everybody can be comfortable with, for once, a feel-good movie actually won the Academy Award. And right now it's just being released for rental, and it's called Coda. Yeah, Best Picture winner, and a Best Supporting Actor, too. But is it worth seeing? Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
high school senior from a family of fishermen who wants to be a professional singer, also happens to be a CODA, which stands for a child of deaf adults. In the powerful new coming-of-age story featuring Marley Matlin, which is called CODA, now available on Apple TV+.
You're the girl with a deaf family, and you sing. Interesting.
I want to do this.
There are plenty of pretty voices with nothing to say. Do you have something to say?
And there's a lot to say, with wonderful performances from all concerned, especially the family members played by real deaf actors. It feels like a true story with its salty setting in Gloucester, Massachusetts, but it's actually a skillful remake of a French film from several years ago. Eugenio Derbez is also outstanding as a sympathetic music teacher. Rated PG-13 for passing sex references, some of them in sign language. 3 stars for the moving and memorable CODA. And on the Michael Medved Show, next time we're going to be talking about MIT's shift in focus. Now that COVID is supposed to be increasingly in the rearview mirror, certainly hope and pray so, mechanical engineers have introduced the Oreometer. What is that? It investigates Oreo's cream filling through a battery of tests to understand what happens when 2 wafers are twisted apart. I am sure there is some metaphysical significance here, but we will find out. We are also going to be talking about a problem in Seattle, where last year the police department forwarded far fewer sex assault cases to the King County Prosecutor's Office. Does that mean that sexual assaults went down in Seattle last night? Or is this simply another example of the police being overstretched? And then everyone who lives or works in any big city, but it's particularly acute in Seattle. Seattle used to be known as kind of a haven from graffiti everywhere. Not anymore. So the mayor is planning to do something about it, but he's relying, he says, on volunteers. Is that going to work? Is there anything to be done about the graffiti problem? That and so many other issues that are worth confronting. The latest on battles on so many fronts. Next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.